This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel departs for official visit to Japan to mark 70 years of Nepal-Japan diplomatic ties. Nepal government advises Nepali citizens to defer travel plans and leave Iran at earliest in light of unfolding developments in the country. Anti-graft body CIA files charge sheet against eight people, including Surendra Paudel, the then general manager of Udaipur Cement Industry. And Israel opens Rafah border amid urgent medical needs in Gaza. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has departed for Japan yesterday on an official visit at the invitation of the Japanese government. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Paudel is leading a Nepali delegation to Japan to mark the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Japan. He was seen off at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport yesterday by Vice President Ramchandra Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, Cabinet Ministers, Head of Security Agencies, senior government officials and the Japanese Ambassador to Nepal. The President is scheduled to attend a special reception hosted on behalf of the Government of Japan by State Minister for Foreign Affairs Hori Iwao today. Likewise, President Paudel is scheduled to pay a state call on Emperor Naruhito at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo on Tuesday. He will also hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi Sane on the same day. During the visit, President Paudel will also meet members of the Japanese business community and attend a reception hosted in his honor by the Embassy of Nepal in Japan. The President will be accompanied by his spouse, Sabita Paudel, and senior government officials. He is scheduled to return home on Wednesday. The government of Nepal has advised Nepali citizens to defer any plans to travel to Iran in light of the unfolding developments in the country until the situation returns to normal. According to a travel advisory issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nepali nationals currently residing or working in Iran are advised to leave the country at the earliest possible opportunity through any available means. Nepali citizens in Iran are also requested to make their travel documents, including passport and identity cards, ready for ease of emergency exit from the country. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, yesterday filed charge sheet at the special court against eight high-ranking officers, including the then general manager of Udaipur Cement Industry. According to the CIAA, the case was filed after it was confirmed that public property was misused and clinker was embezzled in a planned manner. The charge sheet was filed against the then General Manager Surendra Kumar Paudel, Officiating General Secretary Nawal Kishore Saha, Deputy General Manager Mahesh Prasad Kafle and Chief of Production Division Sanjay Kumar Lal. Similarly, charge sheet was filed against Chief of Store Division Mahesh Prasad Saha, Chief of Clinker Production Department Ravi Chandra Paudel, Chief of Cement Production Department Hari Prasad Adhikari and Chief of Sales Department Ram Bahadur G.C. The printing of 3 million ballot papers for the first-past-the-post election system under the House of Representatives has been completed for 25 districts. At a regular press conference held at the Election Commission yesterday, Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai said the printing of 20,830,000 ballot papers for the proportional representation electoral system has also been completed. Spokesperson Bhattrai said the printing of 1,098,200 sample ballot papers for voter education purposes has been completed. He added that the commission is carrying out its work within the scheduled time frame. Regarding 21 complaints received concerning violations of the Election Code of Conduct, the Election Commission stated that explanations have been sought from the concerned political parties and individuals. In the meantime, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in coordination with the Election Commission, has informed the diplomatic missions of different countries and the chiefs and representatives of the UN agencies based in Kathmandu regarding the upcoming March 5 polls. The commission officials shared the Kathmandu-based diplomatic missions were informed about ongoing preparations, election environment, and the monitoring of the elections from national and international observers yesterday. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has instructed concerned officials to develop an integrated system to collect and manage details of illicit property. Issuing the directive while inspecting the Department for Management of Proceeds of Crime, the minister said information on illegal assets should be compiled from court verdicts and decisions of investigation agencies. During the visit, Minister Aryal reviewed the department's performance and stressed the need to adopt modern technology for transparent and effective management of seized and frozen assets. The Home Minister also highlighted that the department plays a key role in helping Nepal exit the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list. Speaking on a different note, Home Minister has called for close coordination among all stakeholders, including local representatives, to ensure free, fair and secure elections for the March 5 polls. The minister made the call while inspecting election offices in Sanotimi, Bhaktapur, including the offices of the Chief Returning Officer and the Election Officer for Constituency No. 2. He directed Chief District Officers and District Security Committees to strengthen coordination at all levels. The minister reiterated the government's commitment to conducting the elections successfully and assured that the Ministry of Home Affairs will provide necessary support and facilitation. It may be noted that the ministry has recently introduced measures to conduct elections in a calm and transparent environment by enhancing coordination down to the ward level. Nepal has expressed its gratitude to the United Arab Emirates UAE for granting pardon to 267 Nepali inmates there, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The pardon was granted to Nepali inmates on the auspicious occasion of the 54th National Day of the UAE. According to the ministry, the decision of the pardon was taken by the friendly government of the UAE in response to the repeated request made by the Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi. Nepal welcomed 92,573 foreign tourists in the first month of the year 2026. According to Nepal Tourism Board NTB, the number of foreign travelers in January this year is 15.7% more compared to January in 2025. The number of Indian tourists visiting Nepal in a month was highest among visitors. NTB shared that 26,624 tourists arrived in Nepal in January. Likewise, 9,101 tourists arrived in Nepal from China, 8,406 from USA and 4,957 from Australia. The Supreme Court has issued a directive order for the implementation of right to social justice at all three layers of government. A full text of the directive order issued by a division bench of Justices Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma and Mahesh Sharma Paudel has been released recently. The order was, however, issued 7 months back. The apex court has reminded the government that it enforced citizens' right to social justice as enshrined in Article 42 of the Constitution of Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israel has announced it will reopen the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt today in a limited pilot phase, allowing Gaza residents to cross on foot. According to the Al Jazeera, the move comes as thousands of sick and wounded Palestinians await urgent medical care abroad. The operation will be coordinated with Egypt and the European Union, and a new screening facility has been completed by the Israeli army to manage the movement of people. Rafah, Gaza's only border not controlled by Israel, has been largely closed for nearly 2 years following Israel's seizure of the crossing in May 2024. Palestinian authorities say around 80,000 people who left Gaza during the conflict are seeking to return. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy at a few places in the Tarai region and generally cloudy in the mountainous regions of the country. The weather will be partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. There is a possibility of light snowfall and rain at one or two places of the mountainous regions today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel departs for official visit to Japan to mark 70 years of Nepal-Japan diplomatic ties. Nepal government advises Nepali citizens to defer travel plans and leave Iran at earliest in light of unfolding developments in the country. Anti-graft body CIA filed charge sheet against 8 people including Surendra Paudel, the then general manager of Udaipur Cement Industry. And Israel opens Rafah border amid urgent medical needs in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.